Okay, we're continuing Shin Chaf Gimel, Halacha Aleph. So before we get to our real topic, I need to tell you something that the Shulchan Aruch says over here. It's not really a topic for today, I have to just mention it. But Shulchan Aruch says that in regular Hafreshes Challah has to be done in Hamukov, which means is that the thing that you're mafresh and the rest of the batter have to be next to each other. We're not really going to talk about that then now, except that there's an exception, that Chalsutz Arts does not need Min HaMukov. Okay? There's a very important exception to that exception, a case where even Chutz Arts need Min HaMukov. All of that we're going to talk about in Shin Chaf Hei, Halach Chabez, which is where that's really the thing of Mukov is. But what's just the connection to, the Shulchan Aruch says it in our din, that's why I'm mentioning it to you, and it's going to be relevant later to what I'm talking about. The raya that such a din is, that din does not say, to my knowledge, doesn't say it in the Mishnah or in Gemara that you don't have to have mukov for chalasotzart. That's oddly enough, that's not any place you would think there would be a Mishnah that would say you don't need a mukov for chalasotzart or a Gemara. There's nothing that says that. The whole raya, the one and only, as far as I know, the one and only raya that's such a din that you don't need a mukov in chalasotzart is because of the din we spoke about last time. And that is, the Taisa says, if it says, the Rosh says, if it says you could be orchel, if I could eat everything now and be mafresh later on, obviously it's not going to be min hamukov. So we could infer from there that it must be a chalas chutzarz. A chalas chutzarz is, I'm sorry, that is a chalas chutzarz, so it must be a chalas chutzarz, there's no din min hamukov. Okay, but that's the raya, that's such a din. There is no comparison where it says a chalas chutzarz, you don't need to do min hamukov. It's a deed from that din. And in fact, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's laid out like that. Shulchan Aruch says in chutzarz, you could be orchel. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do that. And in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be min hamukov. Okay? He didn't even sort of bother to tell you that in Chutz Aretz, you don't have to be min hamukov.
Is that the reason you can't be Eretz
Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael? You can't be, no, because it's tevel. You can't eat things because you're eating stuff before you have mafresh, shumo, or chala.
So you can't be. Put those two halachos together.
Because?
Because they're not related.
No, but the whole idea that you could be oichel is—it just you figure out from there that there's no thing of being nimin hamukov, and it's not at all beferish. It's not like spoken out. Here's Rishon about being medayik from a Gemara, but it's not beferish. Okay, so what we're really here to talk about is something that the Rama says in this din, which the Shulchan Aruch had said in Shin Chav Gimel, the very first din, the Shulchan Aruch had said that there's no shear to how much you have to be mafresh, but he says if you're mafresh, you can't be mafresh everything. If you make all of yourself challah, it's not good. That's a Mishnah. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says it from the Mishnah. You can't be mafresh everything. Okay, but the Rama doesn't say it in those words. The Shulchan Aruch said that in Shin Chaf Gimel. In art, in the Rama says, based on a Rosh, what I told you in the Talmud, Rosh that says like this: if you could be orchel v'hoylech, it says in the Gemara you should be orchel v'hoylech v'achkach mafresh. Why does the Gemara say you should be achikach mafresh? Why does the Gemara say that you should be mafresh from what's left over? Why doesn't the Gemara say you should be oichel v'hoylech and be mishayer the part that's going to be challah? It should say eat as much as you want and leave over the piece that will be challah. Why does it say that you're going to leave over a piece and be mafresh from that piece? We have to be mafresh from the piece, just leave over enough to be challah. So let's say the share is the 24th or 48th, whatever you have to leave that amount over. Why does it say you should leave it over and then be mafresh? So you see from there, that even when you're going to leave something over for later on, even though you're in Chutz Aretz, you're mechuyev to have what we call shiareh nikar. You have to do a hafrasha that the little bit that you have left, you're going to be mafresh part of it off of that and leave something behind. Okay, you can't just leave over the challah and then give that away as challah. And that's because of the stint. It's basically the same as that Mishnah, that you can't, you have to be shiareh nikar. Okay, now.
Well, what's the
deal?
Maybe
Mafresh means
a din of Rashi.
Yeah, but you say Harry Zichal, and you make the announcement. Yeah. Okay, so Rashi learns it that way. Okay, maybe. The Rashi says, no, that it wouldn't have said it. It wouldn't have said it. It would be Mishayer for the Chal, or something like that. You know, the point here is not to tell you that you have to say this is Chal. The point is to tell you you could do the Rashi later on. Okay, so picking that word is Mishayer that you have to actually do the Rashi later on. Okay, so those are riots that the such thing. It's a deed from a Gemara that the such a thing that you have to be achkach mafresh. I'm sorry, you have to be mafresh later on because you have to have shear around your karm. You have to have something left over. But surprisingly, there's a shaila what the makar for that din is. Okay? And the shaila is like this. If you look at a lot of people, I saw it in a Tosis, in a Rash, in the Rav and Mishnayis, and Isaias says it over here. Lots of people say is that the way we know that you have this din that you is from a Gemara. Okay? And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says is Gemara Chulin says that Ha'omer calls Hasek Chala. It's not good because it says in the Torah, raise your sarisoy sechem. You'll have to give the sum of your dough. You can't give it all, and then we have to give some of your dough. So the Gemara says, and that's the raya that you have to always give some of the dough that you have.
Same thing by Bikurim.
The same thing by Bikurim. So the Gemara says it for Truma and Challah. I believe it's by the Rosh. But hold your question a second, okay? The question is, that's what they say, and everyone says that's from this Gemara Chulin and not Kufan Vav. That's the raya. So Rekvega asks. He says, what are you talking about? He says, the Gemara says that. It's true the Gemara says that. But the Gemara then keeps on going. And the Gemara says, well, if that's true, then Rashi's Hagez also, the din will be, is, you have to only give some. You can't give all of the wool. You have to only give some of the wool as Rashi's Hagez. So they say, and the Gemara says, it's a machlokes whether you're allowed to give all of your wool as Rashi's Hagez or not. And if we're saying, and therefore, so the implication is that if we say, if you would hold that Rashi's Hagez, you're allowed to give everything, then this wouldn't be true. Then Rashi's doesn't mean that. Well, the din is, in fact, that for Rashi's Hagez, we paskin, you're allowed to give it all. You are allowed to give, it's a din in Shin Lamed Gimel, that you're allowed to give all of your wool as Rashi's Hagez. If you're allowed to give all your wool as Rashi's Hagez, that means the word Rashi's, there it says Rashi's Gez Tzoncha Titein. The word Rashi's does not mean only some. Rashi's could be all if you want to. It doesn't make a difference.
That's not kedusha over there. I don't. The chiluk is that over there, Rashi's, I don't think there's any kedusha.
Correct. Some yes, wall. That's correct.
So therefore, there could be a machlok. Can you give it all or not? It's a matkana.
You're right. Hold it a second. You're very right. But just hold a second, okay?
I think I remember.
I haven't finished the question yet. Okay. Well, you already have the answer. You're making a good point. But Rekvega asks, he says, the Gemara says that if you hold Rashi's means, that if Rashi's means you have to only give some of it, well then, if so, by Rashi's against you should only be able to give some of it. And the Gemara says, it's a machlokes. Well, since we pass like this, they say, well then this shouldn't be the right. In fact, they say the right, the makar to the din, halacha should not be from the Bavli, but should be from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, almost the exact same drasha, from the very next pasuk, it says, may Rashi's arisoy sechem, from the first of your rashis, and they learn up may rashis, for like call rashis, they show you have to give part of what you're doing, and not call all of your rashis, and that's the makar. But the word rashis by itself does not mean, the word rashis by itself, they say can't mean that you should give some, because if you should give some, the rashis again, you have to give some also. Okay? So the answer with Lahari is what he said, which is this. What?
What does
it mean? It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes whether Rashi's against you're allowed to give or you're not allowed to give. So, okay, so it goes like that. The Gemara doesn't say that. It sounds like the Gemara saying this goes like that. So, the answer is, the answer is that the Lavush explains this Gemara the way Rabbi Eisman explains. Lavush explains it his way. Okay, not the way they're learning. Okay? The Lavush says like this. He says, what the Gemara means is like this. Everyone agrees that Rashi's by Chala and Truma means you have to give some, not all of it. Okay? The Gemara says, if so, it should be that by Rashi's Hagez you should have to give all, which is the machlokes. The Gemara means to say it like this. Seemingly, if Rashi's by Chala means you should only give some, then Rashi's, by Rashi's Hagez it should also mean you should give some of it. And the Gemara says, the other man never argues and says like this. By Chala, the part that you rip off has kedusha to it. It's chuma. Okay, but it's chuma. It has kedusha to it. So over there, everyone agrees that the word rashis means is, we want you to take out the rashis, the part that has the kedusha, means is leave something else behind. Get the kedusha out, so it should go to the kohen, leaving the chulin, the other part behind, leave the other thing behind. That's what rashis means. But by rashis, again, you could say the same thing by rashis again, but rashis again says no kedusha to it. So the other man says, no, it can't mean, the Torah could, even the rashis by truma means get out the kedusha, separate the Kedusha by Rashi's Hagez, it can't possibly mean take out the Kedusha, and therefore what it must mean is, over there, we'll interpret the Rashi's differently. And we'll say, their Rashi's means is, give. You could even give a drop. Rishus means is you could get away with the tiniest amount. You can give even the smallest amount, even the beginning, not only the beginning, but even the beginning. Okay, so with this thing, this kedushin that we understand the Torah would be restricting you and saying to you, don't give it all. We want the kedusha and the chulin to be separate from each other. The goal here is to get them separate. If you give the guy the whole thing, you didn't separate the kedusha from the chulin. But by some place where there's no kedusha, that makes no sense. Why would the Torah be telling you get the kedusha out of the chulin? There's no kedusha in chulin. It's all chulin anyhow. So then the word rachis has a different meaning to it. The word rachis means give him even any amount. Even rachis, that's what it means.
I mean, pay is the same shayla in the Gemara.
That what?
Can you leave? Can you say rezu pay in
the whole thing?
So here also, I think there's a machlokas there in the Mishnayos.
Okay.
Can you give your whole field for pay or not? Right?
I don't.
Because it says to leave over. Get part of the field. So I don't know if that has to do with that.
I don't know. I have no answer. Okay. Now, the so let me start this. The case where the Mishnah said that you need, that you can't give, the Mishnah said what, the case, and the Shulchan Aruch said was, a person can't say, kol isasi chal. You can't say the whole isas chal. For sure, everyone agrees to that. Bavli and Yerushalmi would say like that. L'chayre, it might be enough communion between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, but the Ramos case. The Ramos case is not the case that the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said a guy can't say, my whole isas chal. The Ramos case was, a guy had a big batter, he ate most of it. Okay, most of the stuff he ate. Remember, he ate the whole Shabbos, he was eating the stuff. And at the end of Shabbos, he has a piece left over, and now he wants to know, should he give all this as challah or not? So, if the din is, if the limud is, you can't give everything as challah, you have to only give some of it as challah. I didn't give everything as challah. I didn't give everything as challah. Think about all the stuff that I ate over Shabbos. I ate loads of stuff over Shabbos. I didn't give everything as challah. So from that side, I was mekayim what I had to do. I don't have to be mafresh one piece and leave the other piece behind. But if the din is, if the pasuk is saying is I have to separate truma from chulin, my job is to separate one from the other, well, then in every piece I have to do that. It doesn't make a difference that I eat yesterday because I'm still not separating, pulling out the kedusha and leaving the chulin behind. So Kenzai, the case of the Ramah will be a nafkamina between these.
Then maybe do even a mukuf.
I'm not doing mukuf here. I'm not doing mukuf now. I'm doing a shirah mikar.
I understand, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Maybe if you have to have a piece left over,
yes.
So maybe it has to be mukaf to that piece.
Okay, we're getting to that. Very good. We're getting to that in a second. Very good point, yes. We're getting to that. Okay.
That's good to what piece?
Okay, we're getting to that. Okay.
He's right.
You said, no, that's sitting in?
Yeah, could. Right before, based on the fact that you don't need anything.
I'm coming to that. Very good. Very good point. I'm coming to that. Okay, now. Everyone's doing it. The two of you together. Okay. You're up next. Okay. So, what would you say about the following case? Okay, what happens if a person he didn't eat up all the dough and then leave something behind over Shabbos? That's what Ramah says. In that case, if you eat everything up and you just left the piece over, you have to take part of it, make challah, and part of it leave behind the schulin. You can't make the whole thing challah. What would you say about the following case? A guy made bread, okay, and he forgot to be mafresh challah. He just forgot. Usually, you mafresh challah as soon as you make the dough. He forgot to be mafresh. And he ended up with 4 loaves of bread. Okay? I'm sorry. He ended up with 50 rolls he made. Okay? He made 50 rolls. And he forgot to be mafresh challah. He walked in. He goes, I forgot to be mafresh challah. He didn't eat anything. He has all the challah, all those rolls are in front of him. So he wants to do is take one of the rolls and give it to the kohen. He wants to do the hafresh now. Okay? He didn't eat anything yet. It's all sitting there. Does that person, when he picks up the roll that he wants to give to the kohen, does he have to give the kohen part of the roll? Does he have to say, make shiurei nikarim in that part of the roll? Does he have to say to the kohen, here you get half, and I keep half? No, the Ramah said, if you ate all of it up, then you can't give the whole thing to the kohen. You have to give part to the kohen, and part keep as chulin. You have to have shiurei nikarim. What happens over here, where there's another 49 rolls still in front of me? Am I mechuyev to rip off part of the roll and give it to the kohen, or can I give him the whole roll? So, Mechaira, according to Bavli or Yerushalmi, according to the Bavli or Yerushalmi, it's Shira and Nikarim. There's loads left over here. First of all, there's loads left over, if you want to have to give only some. And if you want to have to separate, I have to separate anything from this piece from that piece. Okay? In fact, it's a Beferish Taz. Okay? The Taz is not talking about this Bechal. Taz is talking about this din that we talked about last time. What happens if a guy is making matzah on Pesach, and it's Shabbos? I'm sorry, it's Yom Tov. And he's baking matzah and it's Pesach. So the problem is, if he's going to be mafresh challah, he won't be able to burn the challah. Okay, we talked about this last time. He won't be able to burn the challah because you're not going to burn challah on Shabbos. So what should he do? So the Taz, he basically says what? Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the Taz says basically
what make a Shabbos.
That's true. So you couldn't be making matzah.
That's so it was technical issue. That's
so,
all.
So the Taz says says the eighth that the Shulchan Aruch says.
Wait a minute.
I want to think about the CRC that we think, you know,
make on Shabbos. Okay, so. So the Taz says the Eitzah that the Shulchan Aruch says, but he says it with an extra little twist, not making a point out of it, just like obvious to him. What the Shulchan Aruch says you should do is like this. He said, take all your dough, turn it all into matzahs, and bake all the matzahs. The Taz says, but one of them make really small. Of those, let's say you have 20 matzahs come out of your bag, make one of them really small. And then after you bake them all, say that small one, this one is the challah. In other words, the point is this, so you have gotten it baked before there was a problem. You're allowed to bake it when it's dough. Before it's challah, you're allowed to bake it. And then, once it's baked, you have your this way. You say, that's the one that's challah. And that's whatever he talks about. He's not making a point of it having to do with sharing the karma. He's talking about any other kind can eat it, whatever he's talking about, this shayla. Okay? But what he tells you to do is leave one small one. He doesn't say, make it break off a piece and be mafresh challah.
Why not?
And the reason is because there's nothing wrong with that. You have one small one will be the whole one that's challah. All the rest of them are the ones that's the chulun. It's shiur and the karma. It doesn't even.
He's not saying you can't break off one piece.
No, he's not talking about shiur and the karma. He's just talking about just practically.
Nicker.
What? It's all the 20 other ones that are
connecting one to the other.
No, in other words, there was a batter.
There was a batter.
Okay.
Now you have a whole bunch of rolls.
So you're saying to me that you think that in actual that you have to see the separation right in front of your nose. You have to see me pull it apart. Okay. So
you'll see it. You have 50 individual pieces. How is it connected together?
Okay. So to me it seemed like it was obvious that you see it them separate, and then I see it here in the Taz. Yeah. So that's why I'm showing you the Taz.
There's something which inherently connects the Talos to each other. You're granted
it's a batter. Well, it's one together.
And it was, but now that they're all baked.
If
you take them and put them in the freezer and pull them out, so they're still concerned, like, you can't tell if they're connected.
They're all connected.
Okay, so that's what I thought. I thought that was great. So, all of that.
There is a amount of separation. You can do that. I think it's not good anymore.
What do you mean?
If you keep it a separate product, you know, there should be mafresh one on the rest of them. They do have to be, like, if you give it out to other people, for sure it is. Or even if you're going to give it to other people, you can't be mafresh.
That's not relevant right now. That didn't have to do with whether it's considered a full batter or something that's chayv and challah or not. This thing was chayv and challah because the batter was big enough. You're talking about that maybe, even though I made a shir challah, it's not really a shir challah because since it's going to be divided up, sometimes it's not considered
a shir challah. Put a towel over something like that.
That's to do with mukaf. That's to do with mukaf. We're talking about shir and nikar. Okay. I'm not talking about the mukaf part of it. Okay, now, but what brings us to a question, now I'm finally going to tell you about the dough balls. Okay, I had mentioned to you the very first time we talked about this, that some people in some retail bakeries, the way the mafresh challah is, they use dough balls. What does that mean? That means that at 3 o'clock in the morning when the bakers are making their cakes and breads and things like that, there's no Shomer Shabbos person there, then they're going to be mafresh challah. So what they do is, the people who are baking, the people overnight who are baking, are told, every batter that you make, take off a piece of dough and put it on the side. And in the morning, the rabbi walks in, he sees they had made 16 batters last night, he sees 16 pieces of dough over there, and he's mafresh challah. Okay, so they lead him over from all the things that they make, batters, they leave him pieces over, and then he's mafresh challah in the morning. Okay, we're not going to talk about it, there is an interesting question, whether you should believe them that they did it, correctly. Okay?
You don't have to believe them, you just said it. He knows that he made 16 batters, and it's 16 people.
So, the question is, do we believe them that these 16, or do you think that the guys at 6 o'clock in the morning, they say, okay, we did 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they just put
the
pieces in.
The record. How much flour did they use?
But maybe they just put out 16 pieces in the morning from one batter. How do you know that they took 16 pieces from 16 batters?
Maybe it was from 10 batters?
Maybe they just got lazy or they forgot. They just pulled up from one batter. They took off 16 pieces.
And so like,
how do you know that they're doing it real? There's nobody watching them. No one has any idea what it is. Okay, so that's a question. We're not talking about that. Okay, so what happens? So the mashgiach comes in the morning. That would be, I'll show you the picture of it. I've got the exact, I think his name was. And in the morning, the mafresh challah from all those pieces, the mafresh challah. Everybody says to them, this is like a standard thing they say to them, when you get those dough balls in the morning, don't take all the dough and throw it into the oven. From each piece, break off part and say, this part is the challah, and this part is the not challah. Why do they say that? Because the Rambam says, if you're mafresh later on, what you should do is don't be mafresh the whole thing. Take a piece and burn and make that the challah and leave something else behind. So if they left 16 pieces overnight, each one of those pieces, they're going to pull off a piece and say, this is the challah, that's the not challah. This is the challah, this is not the challah. Each one of those pieces, they're going to do that as a kiyum of what the Rambam says. That if you're mafresh after you already did it, if it's too late, that you should always leave shiur and nikar. They're doing it also more. The question is, does that make any sense? Is that what the Ramah meant? The Ramah's case was a case where the guy ate up all the rest of the food. Over here, they didn't eat up the rest of the food. All the bread that they baked and the cakes and the pastries, all that stuff, is sitting in the display case. Like the Mishkan shows up at 8 o'clock in the morning, there's loads left over. So what did you say?
Is there anything sold?
Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't even that Shiran and Karan, there's loads that hasn't been eaten yet. You don't think that when the Mashkiach shows up in the morning, it's all been eaten already. So, just like I said to you, if he made 50 rolls, he could be take one whole roll and give it. So here, they made one little ball of dough and 20 pastries. So the 20 pastries are still there. So what, it's still Shiran and Karan.
The Rechish, they sold the whole batch.
Oh, come on, they sold it all, and it was eaten also. Wait a second, it had been eaten also. And they all eaten. Okay, so that, I mean, like, you know. Okay, so.
Sold and ate.
Sold and eaten all of them. Okay, so.
Or they're concerned that the time Mashiach comes.
Okay, so unfortunately, I don't think that. My reading is that the people who are saying this are not. They just read the Ramah. The Ramah says, make sure when you do a question later on, leave a piece over. So I'm asking you. I'm going to be Malamed Tzchus on them. Don't worry, I'll be Malamed Tzchus. But I think that it's just a reading straight from the Ramah, but without understanding what he's saying. The Ramah is saying, you have to have Shirei Nikarim. L'chaira, according to the Bavli, go to Yerushalmi, you have Shirei Nikarim.
Since, really it's supposed to come from the Isa, so L'chila, Shirei Mapish from the Isa, as opposed to something which is already paid. So it's not going to be an issue. We have a problem, you can't leave the dough over, so then the Taz says you can be Mapish already paid, right? Matzah. But here, when you have the ability to still have part of the Issa there, so we'd rather you take from the Issa as opposed to relying on the baked goods shorting this.
You are taking from the Issa. You just have to have Shira. You have to, the Torah said, the Torah said, don't give everything. Or it said, make a separation. Show that this is the Kaddish and that's the Chulin.
Right.
I'm doing that.
Right.
This is the Kaddish, the Chulin's over there.
You're saying the Shira
should be Issa too.
Why? What's the...
Because that's the...
If that's true, then what is the Chatzkel you have to do from the Issa?
I'm going to tell you that in a second. Okay. It's a third in short.
The
Magen Avraham says, it's a lechapil, I'll tell you why in the second one. Okay. From here, if you open up just in your day, you would say no. Not
lechapil.
Right, you do whatever you want, 100%, do whatever you want.
I know, I kiddi dough, but it's not really...
No, you have, the normal case that people do this is on Shabbos. This is a normal case of the person does the Oichel V'Hodach on Shabbos. On a regular Tuesday afternoon, when you realize you would do it just so you don't forget later on, the usual person who does it, and he eats a lechapil, he eats the whole Shabbos, he's eating baked goods. And then he has to see a little piece of Matzah Shabbos to do half fraction. Okay, so Kenzain, we could be Malamed Tzchus on why these people do it. Yeah, I'm saying being Malamed Tzchus, I mean, it's like a funny thing, you know. This is a made up thing, you know. This is not Shulchan Aruch says, you know, leave over balls of dough, and that's what you're supposed to do. This is like, people have been doing this, they came up with this Eitzah recently. This is not like, you know, Vidal Olam have been doing this for 1,000 years. You know, this is just like, you know, people came up with this, so I don't know if we have to be Malamed Tzchus, but we will be like this. Okay. I told you that Tzchus says, the way we know that there's a din of Mukuf, the way we know that in Chutz La'aretz there's no din of mukaf is from the din of Oichel V'Hodach V'Achach Mafresh. That's the entire source of that din. Okay? There's no Gemara that says in Chalas Chutz you don't need to be mukaf. That's the whole din. So Taisa says you see from there, if you could eat it first and be Mafresh later on, obviously it doesn't have to be a mukaf because the other stuff is long gone. It's not here anymore. That's what Taisa says. That's the Ikkar answer that Taisa says. But Taisa also says another answer. Okay, Taisa says also, no, maybe I'm not right. Maybe I'm not right. Maybe this is considered mukaf also. Like Yossi said, maybe it's considered mukaf also because when I'm mafresh, when I said at the end of the day I'm going to be mafresh a piece, remember I told you the deal. It says vachkach mafresh, when I'm mafresh one piece from the other one, so it's mukaf, it's next to the chulun that I've been mafresh it from. The actual little piece that I've not mukaf to the whole batch, but it's mukaf to the little piece I've been mafresh it from. That's just, maybe that's considered mukaf also. Okay, now, that is not true in general. Okay, the Rambam says, he says, I want to tell you what the case of mukaf means. What Shloimeh of mukaf means is, he said, if I have 50 apples, he didn't say apples, I have 50 apples in this house, and I have 50 apples in a different house, and I want to take all 2 apples to be mafresh as the truma for all 100 of these, I have to take 1/50th, taking 2 apples for the whole 100 apples that are here, Shloimeh of mukaf. Because these 2 apples are next to the 48 that are right in the same room, but they're not next to the ones that are in the next house. Okay, that's Rambam gives an example of what Shloimeh Namukov. Okay, so even though it's next to some of them, it's next to 48 of them. No, that's Shloimeh Namukov because the 50 in the other half are not Mukov. But L'chaira, what Tosfos means is that when the Gemara said you could be Oichel V'Achach Mafresh, maybe it didn't mean to say that by Chutz Aretz you don't need any Mukov, but by Chutz Aretz you could do less Mukov. By Chutz Aretz you can get away with Mukov that's just next to the little piece of chulin that it's next to, and you don't have to have real mukaf. Okay, real mukaf means it has to be next to everything. Okay, that's what Rambam says. Mukaf means everything. It's got to be here. But when it has to be real mukaf, you get away with less mukaf. Okay, which is maybe based on a deek in the pasuk. You can get away with less mukaf, and that's Tosis's other pshat. Now, it's not the din. It's not the din. According to Tosis, we would say that in chutzaret you do need min mukaf. Right? But that's not the din. The din is in chutzaret. You do not need min mukaf. That is the din. You don't need min mukaf in chutzaret. We don't pass on that. Teretz of Tosis. But maybe the reason why people are saying pull off a piece and leave something behind is not because of the din of the Ramah of that Shira and Nikarim. They're not trying to be a key in what the Ramah said. You have to have Shira and Nikarim. That's silly. If that's Shira and Nikarim, there's 50 cupcakes out there in the display case. Of course it's Shira and Nikarim. There's loads left out in everything. But as a key in of this, what Tosis is other answer, which we don't pass like, that you want it to be min hamukaf, that at least, maybe in chutzaret, you have to have a minimal amount of mukaf, mukaf meaning at least close to some of the chulin, so for that, I have to have, pull off a piece, that'll be mukaf for the chulin that I'm left to, but not because I'm trying to do shiur and
kar. You're not saying that.
Okay.
Saying this, Tosis's second answer is not brought anywhere in the Pesukim.
Right, because we don't pass
that. No, garnished.
Because we pass it. We pass it. Household service is not even a mukaf. It doesn't. Which is that's the first Teretz of Tosis. The other Teretz of Tosis.
I'm not trying to know what happened to this.
You know? So, okay. So now I do have to tell you. There's a Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch Rav maybe who say that lechatchila you should do minimukaf for a household tzaretz. Okay, so can end up being chashish as a tzaretz. Can die. Let me make you feel better.
Yeah. Well, no. You say it's these
minimukaf. No, they don't say minimukaf.
You say it means all of it.
They don't say minimukaf. No. They say there should be next to this type of minimukaf. That should be next to the piece you're being mafreshed from. Okay, so I've got like a lechatchila to do it like that. Not to be totally not minimal, but at least it should be at least next to the thing next to it. Okay? Whether they mean the second term choice is not clear to me. Okay, you can look it up. It's not clear to me if they exactly
what
they're
doing.
That's a good question. You have to look at them. I'm not 100%, but Ken Zion, there's a riot from them that lechatchila you should try to do it. And there is such a thing that people talk about, that lechatchila you shouldn't be oichel v'hoichel. You realize that it goes together. Okay, if we're saying, according to this answer of Tosis, that maybe Tosis even says this. According to this answer of Tosis, that you have to make it a little mukaf. It has to be mukaf from some chulin. Okay, it has to be a little bit of mukaf. That would give a different hesber for why it says achach mafresh. Okay, the reason why it says mafresh is because you want to keep it minimally mukaf. Okay, not like we said before that mafresh means to tell you that you have to have shira and nikar. Okay, so it would be you want to be a little bit for that kind of mukaf, which again, then the Ramah is not like any. The Ramah says no. You see from that you have to be shira and nikar. Okay, but so there's such a thing, and there are people who will. People do that lechatchila. They don't. If they have choice, maybe because they're afraid of forgetting. But so there's Kenzai Zechariah. So if Cain, we could be. I know this sounds idiotic. I mean, it sounds funny. But we're being malamed tzchus on what people are doing, and I hear more like you said that we'd rather think that they're just making a mistake. Okay, but it is very standard. You should know whether they're right or wrong. It is very standard to tell people when you rely on this doughball method, which we don't do. We don't do it because of the weakness of the. Trusting that they're really demanding from every batter. But if you do it in places that do it, there are nice amount of peshkachos that do it. And they try to track it correctly, like, you know, if they made two whole wheats and one blueberry and four, rye breads, the 16 pieces should look different from each other. They should look like, how come I don't see any blueberry batters over here? Something doesn't seem right. But anyhow, they try. It depends on how capable they are, but for the people who do it, the mice, that is what people say, that you should only be mafresh part of it.